Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Pissing in the wind doesn't help. You just right. Get a wet face. But I mean,
well, probably getting his mini skirt ready for the biggest party night of the year tomorrow. It's Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
It's funny you mention that, because when I was living in California, it really was like the biggest party night of the year. And I remember working as a lawyer, like I used to drive up to, let's just say, the lady I was with's hometown. And we drive on a road called the Grapevine. Boy, it was a long trip, no matter what time you left. But when we finally arrived, we would put on our best, how can I say this without offending all of your listeners, country gear. Usually like a flannel and jeans, because this is in Bakersfield, California. This isn't like the Connecticut preppy look that I am accustomed to now, because I'm a very important elite now.
You left your Lacoste polo at home?
Yes, yes. But I would put on, like, you know, your best jeans. I don't have cowboy boots because, you know, I'm me. But I try to find something that was like the color of cowboy boots. And, you know, you go to have Basque food. This is in Bakersfield, California, which is Oklahoma in California. You have Basque food, and it includes this amazing combination of lamb, which is excellent, by the way, spaghetti, which is not the way the Italians do it, French fries, and pickled tongue.
Oh,
Have you had tongue?
Pickled? That sounds awful.
And again, Mark, let me clarify. Have you had tongue in the context of a meal?
I have not.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I realized I might not have been clear.
I have not. I've seen it prepared, but I've never had any desire to try to eat it.
What about outside of a meal? I'll be here all day.
Oh man! So it's a short week. Are you hard up for news up there this week?
It is a little slower. But we were stacked. I mean, we had so many segments today. We ended up like shortchanging Huckabee at the end, and we hate doing that because the American people love Huckabee. Whenever we have Huckabee on, we were joking like we had him on Israel because, you know, he is nominated to be the ambassador of Israel. We like to, you know, tie it in. But we could have him on there, like, talk about squirrels, Governor, and it would rate because people love Huck, man. They love him. So I was kind of disappointed based upon the timing of the show that we only give him like 3.5 minutes because, you know, he's a big draw. But, hey, that's what you – I mean, tomorrow my guess is – you know, it'll probably be a little slow.
What? Just out of interest, because I didn't catch that interview. I love his look these days with the gray beard. He looks so distinguished. What did he say about the possibility of this ceasefire with Hezbollah?
I mean, if there was one takeaway, it's like the message to Iran, because, you know, when you hear Hezbollah, just think like Iran, because that's obviously who's funding them. And, you know, as long as any ceasefire basically reminds them, hey, you're persona non grata at this point in the Middle East, now that Trump has taken over, you know, then it would be an acceptable. But I must admit, Carly asked all the questions because she loves foreign policy, and I had a question all lined up, and we ran out of time.
Oh, that's so, a bummer.
Literally, of course, the producers get in my ear afterwards, like, that was your best segment ever. You were clean, no errors, pretty good stuff.
I would have to think that for Israel, it's pretty simple, though, right? Here's our agreement. You don't fire any more bombs into our territory, and we won't blow up your buildings in the middle of the night. It's pretty simple.
And that's why they want, as condition of this, the opportunity to attack Hezbollah again if they themselves are attacked.
Which, absolutely.
You know, I would assume that would be part of any ceasefire. Hey, if you break said ceasefire, we're going to break said ceasefire. But, you know, nothing in that region is simple.
Yeah, it's true.
They could complicate the day of the week over there.
Oh, I know. So you guys, we talked about this earlier, Todd. You guys covered the story this morning of Walmart reversing its DEI policy suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were just waiting for the green light when Trump got elected, and now they don't have to act like that's okay anymore.
Yeah, and that's significant, one, because they're the number one private employer in the world. Two, they have a lot of suppliers who, much like Walmart, was waiting for their, you know, directive from the Trump administration when these suppliers are waiting for the directive from Walmart. So, you know, it'll all flow downhill, and then hopefully we'll eliminate this and we'll get back to a merit-based society. Although, keep in mind, you know, it is a profitable industry, that DEI industry. Went from like $12 million in the federal sector during Trump's administration to $1 billion under the Biden administration. So, yeah, maybe easier in the private sector because they see the market forces. But the public sector, yeah, he has the power of, like, slashing things, but it's pretty ingrained in there. So good luck trying to undo that. I think they can.
Do you think it's Trump taking office, being elected, that's doing this, that a lot of companies are making the decision to get rid of DEI stuff? Or do you think something else is at play? I feel like a lot of the leaders of these companies are woke themselves, and they don't want to do this, but they're like, oh, okay, fine, we have to. It's coming down the pipeline.
You know, I actually disagree with you. I would assume that the leaders themselves only did it because this is what their teams told them they had to do in order to be part of the zeitgeist of America at that point in time during the Biden administration. And, oh, by the way, the Biden administration was definitely, how can I say this, encouraging of people to adopt DEI because, you know, let's say you're a federal contractor or, you know, you're some company that you wouldn't think is a federal contractor, but you're connected in some way, shape, or form. You know, you want to play ball with the administration. So I think this is twofold. One, they want to play ball with the administration. But two, they're also looking at their own bottom line, looking at the mandate that Trump had when he won and being like, the American people don't want this crap.
Well, cause
so it's good business for us, too.
I think the CEO of Walmart was among the businesses that the business owners, rather, leaders, whatever, that was trying to warn people about these Trump tariffs, saying, we're going to have to pass the cost down to you guys as the consumer, so be ready for us to raise prices.
You know, maybe he's just not very bright when it comes to tariffs. Maybe he didn't understand ultimately what the tariffs are going to be used for at first, which is a negotiating ploy on fentanyl and border crossings. Maybe you are right. Maybe he is, you know, Woke Willie. I don't know if his name is Willie or his last name is Willie. His first name's Woke. But, you know, I just think, what president would you rather have for business? And I think CEOs, you know, more or less know that, unless you're Mark Cuban, and, you know, then all bets are off.
Hey, what does Thanksgiving look like for the Pyro family this year? Are you you having to work that day or are you off?
I have to work. The joke is that I have to host, and then I have to host.
Oh.
So I'm hosting Fox and Friends, and then I'm hosting Thanksgiving. So, and by me, I mean the women in my house. I will show up. I'll make sure things are clean. I'll you know, do the lifting of stuff. But, you know, my mother-in-law is basically bringing Thanksgiving to my house. So So there you have it.
You know what the joke is that the women are trying to clean everything around the house, and the men decide that it's a good time to, like, you know, do some massive project outside, like dig a big hole in the backyard to put something in. It's like, this isn't what I meant by please help around the house to get ready for our guests.
The joke that I want to make is, the good news for me is that there's no football on for me this Thanksgiving, but unfortunately that game's on Fox, and so I'm really trying to, like, you know, limit my jokes with the Giants Cowboys game on at 4 p.m. So I'm just going to tell all of America, watch, because it pays my salary. But
exactly.
Christmas, my Giants are a train wreck.
Man. Todd, have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend. We appreciate
you. You as well. You and yours.
All right. Talk to you soon. We appreciate that. Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends first there. He will be hosting Fox and Friends, his show, I guess, and Fox and Friends on Thanksgiving before he gets the morning off to go spend time with his family.
As he called it, hosting.
Yeah.
Really just showing up.
Right.
You don't do that, do you, Mark?
Well, of course not.
When it comes to, and actually, my husband's really good at helping, so, you know, credit where credit's due, but I do see all those funny videos on social media where it's like the guy decides to grab the jackhammer, you know, an hour before all the guests come. He's like, honey, I have to take care of this. Right now is the only time.
No, I've often joked that the primary reason my wife enjoys having people to our house is because it's an excuse to clean the house.
Yep.
So I will participate in some of that, I'm certain, before everybody shows up on Thursday.
So you are hosting?
We are. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So good. So other than sometimes helping carve the turkey, I don't have a whole lot to do with meal prep. And they like it that way. So always best when my wife and my sister-in-law take care of most of the cooking. That's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.